You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, broadcasting from the campus of Northern Michigan University in Marquette. And I'm in the studio this morning with a special guest that's from Michigan, from the Michigan Humanities, to talk about an issue that is important to, I think we feel, just about everybody in this state and, well, everyone across the world. We're talking about water in Third Coast Conversations, Dialogues About Water in Michigan. And we're speaking with Jennifer Rupp. She's the Director of Federal and State Grants from Michigan Humanities. Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you in the studios this morning to talk about the issue of water and how we don't want it to be a partisan thing. We want it to be something that everyone can feel included to talk about. So can you tell us a little bit about this initiative from the Michigan Humanities called Third Coast Conversations?
Sure. So Third Coast Conversations was a grant that the Michigan Humanities was actually awarded from the National Endowment for the Humanities. So it was a competitive grant process, and they were awarded the money to facilitate this project. And when they were in the designing stages of writing the grant, they wanted to have a project that really brought Michigan communities together and start to bring back those front porch or those fence row conversations, you know, bringing people back around a table to talk about things, to have people realize they have a lot more in common than they do in different. And so one topic that all Michiganders can relate to is water. Everyone in this state has a relationship with water, whether you live on the water, you play on the water, we all drink the water. It's used for recreation. There's a huge heritage around the water in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we developed these kind of six themes that communities could choose from to talk about, you know, themes that really touched their communities the most. So we had communities from all over the state apply. It was a competitive grant process, and we chose 18 communities in all different parts of the state. And so these conversations have been going on since last summer, and they are touching on all kinds of different topics: tourism and placemaking, rights and access, aging infrastructure, you know, the history of water, water stewardship, how we react or how we recreate on the water, mm-hmm. all of those types of topics.
Excellent. So that's covering a large swath of the state of Michigan and also the uses for water. So how do these grants affect those areas, and how do these conversations maybe lead to those kinds of positive changes for the use of our water?
Sure. So we are seeing a lot of communities come together, and they might start talking about tourism, for example, which is something that impacts, I know, a lot of communities up here in the Upper Peninsula. It also affects a lot of the communities on the west, you know, lakeshore along Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. How do we balance needing tourism to support the local economy, but then also how do we make tourism sustainable? Mm-hmm. Tourism has a huge impact on our natural resources. It has a huge impact on the community, you know, where you have this huge influx of people during only certain parts of the year. And then when those tourists leave, you know, what's kind of left behind, and how does that impact not only environmental issues, but how does it impact housing, mm-hmm. jobs? So we're seeing a lot of these conversations revolve around these issues, and then we're seeing citizen-led committees come out of these conversations. So not only is the conversation happening in the room during the project, but sometimes it's the parking lot conversations that are having even more impact. We're bringing these people together. They're having an opportunity to network, and then they're taking it in their own hands and saying, we can change this, we can do something about this. And I think that's really one of the most rewarding parts of this project, is that we are seeing actual action come out of these conversations, and people are paving the way for change.
And it sounds like having those kind of maybe parking lot conversations after the fact is probably the way a lot of people would like to keep things to do with water, as compared to maybe larger hands or corporations taking their interests in our water. I mean, that's a pretty passionate subject, especially in the Upper Peninsula. I mean, in the Marquette area and the surrounding communities, they want to make sure, you know, big water, quote unquote, doesn't have their hands in things. So it sounds like this is a way to make sure that kind of grassroots effort continues, and the the inspiration for the folks that are in those communities, wherever they are in Michigan, they're able to take that into their own hands.
Absolutely. And we're hoping this project is inclusive enough that people that don't normally join the conversation will come to the table. You know, we're hoping that these are, you know, they're smaller, intimate gatherings, usually 25 to 30 people. And we really encourage, you know, the people who are organizing these to not reach out to the usual suspects. Mm-hmm. Really, you know, put your feelers out into the community and find the people that have a passion for this, but maybe just don't know how to get involved. And fortunately, that's really what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody's hearing this right now and they do want to get involved, how could they bring themselves to one of these conversations or get involved somehow?
Sure. So we have a list of dates on the Michigan Humanities website, which is just michiganhumanities.org. And there will be several conversations coming up around the Marquette area. Northern Michigan University was one of the grantees for Third Coast Conversations. So they are, I believe there's four more conversations coming up in this area. So just check our website for those dates. And, you know, I know the more the merrier on these.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just a reminder, we're speaking with Jennifer Rupp. She's the Director of Federal and State Grants at Michigan Humanities and talking about Third Coast Conversations. These are dialogues about water in Michigan and about how Third Coast Conversations also award grants to these areas all throughout Michigan and including Marquette, Berrega, and other communities in Michigan. Jennifer, is there anything else you'd like to add about the Third Coast Conversations or about Michigan Humanities?
Sure. So Michigan Humanities not only grants money to have Third Coast Conversations about water, but we also have many other funding opportunities. So if there are communities that feel that they would like to have a conversation about a different topic, I would encourage everyone to reach out to our website and read about all of the different funding opportunities that Michigan Humanities has. We fund over $1 million in Michigan every year, and we're funded in part by the National Endowment for the Humanities. And we are really here to, you know, develop and foster those community connections.
Excellent. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.